Can you talk about the dark night of the soul? And he goes into the fact that it arose as grief from a breakup of someone who was supposedly my twin flame, and the next few months was a horror show of grief, and I wanted to kill myself, etc. But I then had to slow my life down, adopt a Zen approach, practice being present in everything I did, and it has helped, and now the mind is much quieter. Well, there's the answer to your question. You had to go through the dark night of the soul to get to the light. And so the dark is part of the light. You have to go through the darkness in order to appreciate the light. And that's why there have to be cycles of darkness and light. And we have to be able to know both and to recognize that both darkness and light pertain to our being, and not to have a judgment about them, but also not believe the narratives we have about what is unfolding in the dream field. So again, he said a key phrase, this person was supposedly my twin flame, but that concept is a fantasy. It's never the truth. There's no such thing as a twin flame. There is only the vibrational frequency that is either compatible and resonant, in which there will be a sense of rapport, or there isn't. But even if there is that rapport, it generally will not remain constant. And so when it's there, you're in love, and when it's not there, you fall out of love. And you say, who is this person, and why did I make a commitment to them? They're a stranger to me, I don't get them, and et cetera, et cetera. And so nearly all human relationships within the ego nowadays go through this oscillation. You know, he loves me not, you know. I love her, I love her not, you know. And all of this is part of the inconsistency based on the internal conflicts of different drives for different kinds of beauty, different ideals, different symbolic self-images that want to be adored, that are either perceived by the other or ignored. All of this has to do with the intersubjective currency of trading fantasies and has nothing to do with the real. But when there is a true connection in the real between souls who are who have become surrendered to the real, then that connection remains constant because it is no longer based in the dream of the ego, but it is based in a reality that it transcends this plane but can express itself in this plane. And that is what produces the reality of communion, and not otherwise, because otherwise it's a fantasy of connection that never lasts.